This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom. And it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
The Score North Winter Online Auction. It's your chance to save up to 70% off on items like a gas furnace or water heater from Air Mechanical, stealth trailer from Pleasureland RV, a five-night all-inclusive golf vacation to the Dominican Republic from Escape With Us Vacations, or an ultimate yard maintenance package from Tri-State Bobcat. Bidding begins December 9th through the 15th. Go to scorenorth.com, keyword auction, to bid, win, and save. That's scorenorth.com, keyword auction.
Oh, it's fun, crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
What do you got for us today, Patrick?
All right. A lot of people talking about the Viking game today. Uh-huh. Maybe the amazing victory for the Wild yesterday. Urinate away a four-goal lead and still win, still get 2 points. And the Timberwolves' amazing five technical performance. A lot of people talking about that. Uh-huh. But I want to talk to you about the broadcast. One of the great things about modern technology is Bethel is playing Mary Hardin Baylor. And it's not anywhere on TV, but it's the quarterfinals of the D3. So I look around, takes me 5 minutes, the Mary Hardin Baylor website. Watch. You hit watch. You're getting their telecast. They have their own telecast on Fox 8 down there in Dallas or something.
Okay.
But they have a group of announcers that are not fully objective, although the two guys in the booth were okay. They're doing the game. But, you know, you get to see the whole game, get your iPad out, you can watch the whole game. But they had on the sidelines a guy called Skeeta. And Skeeta, I looked him up, Skeeta Jenkins is his name. And Skeeta's a local, like, actor down there and stuff, but he's a Mary Hardin Baylor guy.
Okay.
So Skeeta was on the sideline, right? Uh-huh. He had a mic and he was going to like do a halftime interview or something. But Skeeta had a live mic. And every time Bethel gained 7 yards, Skeeta would yell, "Holden! Holden!" You know, he yelled "Holden" like 20 times. It was a highlight of my weekend. Skeeta yelling, "Holden!" So, and then he had some, that was, you know, something else. You know, he's yelling all this stuff into the microphone about how Mary Hardin Baylor's getting robbed by the officials.
Yep.
So now I missed this. But Sean Fury, who's a friend of mine, I put out there where you could watch it, and some people, I think, started watching it. And Sean was watching it in New York. He's a buddy of mine, former Fulda connection. And Sean says, I missed this part, but Skeeta, at one point in the second quarter, says to the two guys up in the booth, said, "Hey, guys, I've just been told that somebody is saying inappropriate things down on the broadcast, and it's coming through the mics." And they're puzzled, you know. "It's you, yeah. Skeeta. It was you, Skeeta. It was Skeeta that was saying it."
So he was the one who was.
Yeah, but he was telling the other two guys who were actually doing a fairly good broadcast and saying maybe. But Skeeta was trying to warn those.
He was
two
perplexed
guys
as to who this
who they were
vagrant
talking
was.
About. Skeeta. I may in the future listen to Mary Hardin Baylor telecast. Just to hear Skeeta yell, "Holden!"
Is Skeeta back Holden for all the telecasts?
I don't know if Skeeta, he must, in the third quarter, you didn't hear from Skeeta.
Okay.
And then he kind of popped back up in the fourth quarter, but they must have put him on one quarter of probation or something, but it was.
Was it a student broadcast? Was it
no,
professional?
No. They said they were on Fox something.
Oh, sure. Okay,
Fox
okay,
8 or,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
plus, you
yeah,
know.
Fox 9 plus,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, because they're down there. They're in Belton, Texas, which is near, and, you know, they're this D3 power, and they probably pay to get on there. But the two guys in the booth were, you know, they were pros. They weren't young guys. They weren't, like, 18-year-old kids yelling. Mm-hmm. You know, they were regular broadcasters. And they were homers, but they weren't yelling. You know, hold it! But apparently we were hearing Skeeter, but they weren't.
Oh, they couldn't.
They would not respond to his bellows. You know, they wouldn't. You know, he'd yell, "Holden!" It was, they didn't respond to it, and I couldn't figure out why they didn't respond. But apparently, because according to Fury, they were puzzled when he said they're saying it. So they hadn't heard Skeeter yelling at the officials apparently through the mic. So I don't know, but God, it was hilarious. It was great.
He's a future Bally Sports North analyst.
I had that same thought. Just get him up here and go full bore.
Yep.
Stop trying to pretend, right?
Yep.
Just go
open
full
the
bore.
Mic up and allow him to.
Meanwhile, Bethel's kicking their ass. They're ahead 28-17, and they let a guy go. And Mary Harden Baylor's whole deal is speed, you know, and they let a guy go 65 yards at the start of the fourth quarter, and boom, they gave up the last. They got beat. But Skeeter was very happy in the fourth. Skeeter was back in the fourth quarter, and he says, "We're going all day now, all day." Skeeter was.
I saw your tweet about it.
Skeeter was great, man. It was holding that. I was saying I was walking around the house for all night, going holding, and the wife thought I was nuts.
Oh, I'm sure she loved that.
Holding, and then for some reason, when did the Gophers play Penn State in basketball? Saturday night or Sunday night? Saturday.
The women's game?
Saturday night. And it didn't start until like 7:30 or something.
Yeah.
So after everything was done, and I didn't care about Utah and whoever, I didn't care about any of those late games. Like the fourth quarter, I started watching the basketball game. And the Gophers end up winning in double overtime. Mm-hmm. They shot 32 free throws. The other guy shot 14. So I got to think if it had been a men's game, we would have heard much from the coach. I couldn't find any quotes from her reaction. But I did, by watching this, get to see the dumbest play I've ever seen in basketball after middle school, after junior high, the dumbest play. Penn State has this one player, Marisa, who's a good shooter. And they come down, and it looks like they're going to run out the clock and not even get a shot off, and the game's tied. And this kid, they've sent their whole defense to guard this kid, and some other kid in traffic makes a jumper. And there's 2 seconds to go. And the Gophers throw it in to the kid from Rosso, Borowicz or whatever her name is, freshman. Mm-hmm. And there's less than a second to go, and she's 75 feet from the basket, dribbling, you know, trying to race up the court. And some Penn State kid plows into her like a tackle, and she gets to go down and shoot two free throws and go into overtime. What are you doing, honey? She's 70 feet away from the basket, and the game's over. And she just runs over there like she's Gardner, like, she should be Gardner.
And she took her out.
Yeah, she basically banged into her, and then they had to review to see if the game had, if the time had expired yet. But she did it from me to you, away from the coach. And how the coach restrained herself from not...
You can't strangle kids anymore, Pat.
No, you can't. No, but boy, the old time coach would have given her a forearm, you know. That was unbelievable.
Pat Summitt would have taken a while.
But we... having read about the game, we didn't cover the stupidity of that. We just referred to it as a foul with 0.5 of a second to go. But anyway, they won, double overtime?
Yeah.
90-something to 90-something. And
Braun's
a good player and Battle's a good player, although between them they had 15 turnovers. So the Gophers had 26 turnovers. But anyway, that was...
A lot more hope there than the men's team.
Oh God, yes, yeah, they. That's true. The men's team cut the margin down there, though. It could have been worse, right?
I didn't see a moment
of the
game.
The Purdue game.
Yeah, I was doing Viking stuff all day.
Yeah,
I just saw the night. They lost by 19.
I turned it on and off, and they were down 15 all day. So Purdue was Purdue probably didn't even give them their A effort. But anyway, I got to see two great events. Skeeta.
Yep.
And the worst play I've ever seen on a basketball court, and anyone over 14. It was fantastic. Now, as for the Vikings, how many times have they given up 486 yards and only 22 points? That's hard to do.
Yes.
Now, how many official turnovers? Because they failed on fourth down three times or something.
They were 2 of 5 on fourth down.
Fourth down.
Two interceptions.
Two picks.
Two interceptions.
No fumbles.
So
no
three
fumbles.
Three turnover on downs then, right?
Three turnovers 2 of 5 on downs.
Yeah, so
okay.
Two officially because of the
okay.
The two picks.
Yeah, but
including
the
one at the end.
But the turnovers of fumbles, yeah. There's only two. So
yes.
But they did give the ball away five times. So I don't know. It's White. Is a world's leading expert, and I thought Craig pointed this out too, and I'm sure other guys did, of throwing the ball under the chains, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You need eight, he'll get you five.
Yep. That's old school Kirk.
Yeah.
That's before
yeah,
this year.
Right.
Felt
Kirk,
like that,
yeah.
That was Kirk.
Yeah. Take the check down.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not getting rushed, second half, there will. What was the defense in the second half, man?
You know, it's funny. They played pretty well in the first half. They were doing some things mm-hmm. differently. They seemed to blitz a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And they claim the Jets made some adjustments. But, yeah, the defense, between the 20s, the Jets
I think Zadarius is banged up, don't you?
Yeah, his knees.
I think he's not.
Up.
I think he's – that isn't him.
His knee's not great. And this defense just, you know, flat out, as far as the personnel goes, is probably mm-hmm. not great.
They're lucky Harrison Smith still got a little gas left.
Yep.
He's a good player.
Yep.
He's still a good player.
And Kendricks, I thought, played pretty well yesterday.
Yeah.
Jordan Hicks is old. He makes some plays, but he's old.
Yeah. I don't know, though, that, you know, everyone now is going to say, oh, look out for Detroit because they, what, scored 40 2 weeks in a row or something?
Yep.
Guess what? They're still Detroit.
Well, and they beat they're the crap still, out of Jacksonville, which
yes.
is better than it was, but they, no great
and
shakes.
And they came back to beat the Bears, too, right? Wasn't that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
wasn't it the Bears?
Yeah.
They were down.
And the Bears are also. The Bears also had like a, what, 16-3 lead?
Yeah,
on the
right.
And
all
and
of
they
a sudden,
blew that
all
whole
of
thing.
A sudden, it was. I looked at that. Here's the damnedest thing ever, though. Now, the Dallas is playing, who was it? The flop Colts, right? With their new coach, Jeff Saturday, right?
Yes, their new coach.
So I'm watching the first half, and boys are fawning about Jeff Saturday's, you know, influence on the team, and they're up for a while, and then it's 14-13, I think. 14-13. And then the bride and I watched a movie for about an hour and a half.
Went
I came back down, it was 54-19 or
yes.
something. I don't know what the hell happened. Yeah. It's, it was, but. I don't think you want those guys coming in here the second week of the playoffs, do you?
Dallas? No. No, you don't, but you might have to put up
with it. You got to catch Philadelphia. Yeah, Philadelphia, that was a, you know, they thought that was going to be a tough game yesterday, and they ended up winning 35-10.
Yes.
So they might be getting their act.
San Fran lost Garoppolo.
Yeah, their
Brock
quarterback
Purdy.
Is, who is it?
Brock Purdy
Where
from Iowa State, the last pick of the draft.
This time?
I forget, was it this year or 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
But he was
That's
the very last
got,
pick
huh?
of the draft.
They'll be looking at the practice squads. Kyle Slaughter, come on.
Yep.
It's Kyle Slaughter.
Well, you know who got let go today?
Who?
Baker Mayfield. He's got to clear. He would have to clear waivers first, but he might. I mean, I don't know that anyone's
somebody might claim. Oh, yeah, but money.
That, but you can't trade him.
But if you claim him, you got to pay him, right?
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah. So I don't know if San Francisco's got the money, but I bet San Francisco take him probably, huh?
Yeah.
Because he's played.
I mean, no Trey Lance, no Garoppolo now?
Yeah. Oof.
And they still kick the Dolphins' butts.
They were in a hurry to get Trey some kind of surgery, right? So they didn't have to play him, and now
yeah.
I don't know what it was. I can't remember what it was.
Is Trey good? I still don't know.
I don't like his delivery.
Yeah, I don't like it, and he's played in what? Pat, is it 3 years? He's played minimum.
No, just two. Last year was a rookie, right?
Wasn't right. It? No, but I'm saying going back to college because he
missed
the college.
Played one game.
He's played like no games in three years.
He played one spring game, right? One game in the spring.
Yes, that's what it was. Yes.
One game
like
in
showcase.
The spring.
That's what it was.
And then he went into the draft, and we all thought, why didn't he play another year? And then he ends up getting, mm-hmm. what, fourth overall? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. He's the profile of everybody trying to find the next Mahomes, right?
Athletic.
He's big. You know, he's like 225, 230.
I'm with you, though. That delivery scares me. It's way too long.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't.
It's like a long swing in baseball.
And it looks kind of like it slows down a little in the middle.
It hitches at the back.
There's a little uncertainty as he goes to release it.
I saw him here. It's got a hitch at the back end.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to. You know, Rodgers, they said that about him, too. And then he ended up, you know, he didn't play for 3 years. And they worked on getting him to throw it off his ear. And
yes.
What is with them? Why do they got him playing? They don't have the guts to tell him. They don't have the guts to tell him not to play.
No.
So they're going to let Jordan Love basically, well, I guess they'll have to pick up his year, right?
But Rodgers, you just shut him down.
You got to say, hey, Aaron, we stink.
Yep.
We got to see if this guy can play. And then, well, if he can, then we'll try to find you a place where you can win next year, right? Maybe San Francisco will take you back because Garoppolo's contract's up. You can go back home to Northern California.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Now, but the problem is the Rodgers contract is a complete mess.
Is it like 50 mil?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
The dead money if they
can't get out of it, really.
Yeah.
But guess what? You know who can play? That Christian Watson. I think he's got 8 touchdowns in the last 4 games.
He looked terrible at first. Well, he dropped the first pass of the season.
Yeah.
And Aaron forgot about him for about 5 weeks after that, but he's fast.
Which is why Aaron's a pain in the ass, because this kid should have been getting the ball more.
Yeah, well, he's the only guy.
And I think I think he can catch.
Yeah, he can run. He can run like hell, that's for sure.
He had a couple touchdowns yesterday, though.
Again?
A receiving one and a rushing one.
That's got to be about 7 touchdowns in 3 weeks, isn't it?
The highlights last night.
They'll be jumping all over him on, what are they, 6? What's their record? 5-8? 5-8?
I think they've won 5, yeah.
Yeah, so they'd have to run the table to make the playoffs, right?
Yes.
It's 9-8 will probably get you in the NFC.
Oh, that 7 seed is going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Yes, that 7 seed is going to be not pretty.
But they'd have to. They can't win the rest of them. They got to. We're down there at the end of the last game of the year.
No, yep,
second to last.
Bears last.
We get
no
the,
Bears are last there. It's finally there this time. It's not here.
Oh, really?
So the Vikings have the Colts now on Saturday the 17th. They've got the Giants.
Don't they have the Lions this week though at Detroit?
Yes.
Yeah.
They haven't played a division game on the road yet, Pat.
Oh, is that right?
Every one of them was at home.
And then they get to play the Colts?
Yep, Colts, Giants here, and then the home season's done at that point.
They play Christmas Eve here, though, right?
Giants.
Yeah, Giants.
Yes, they do.
Giants are. I think they're going to be 14-3. They're going to lose one somewhere along the line, but 14-3 ain't bad.
Packers are 5-8. You are correct.
No matter how.
No, hell no. Are you kidding?
No matter how you get there, what the hell? I mean, yesterday, we've all put asterisks on some of their losses. That's the biggest asterisk of all yesterday, that you get outgained by 200 yards. And that's bad Kirk. That was bad Kirk yesterday, and you still win.
Mm-hmm.
And, and to their credit, they did the fourth quarter thing again. They drove the ball down when they absolutely have to and scored a touchdown.
Yeah, because they disappeared again in the third quarter. They were non-existent.
Here's my new theory. If you're going to beat them, unless you just beat them bloody like the Eagles and Cowboys did,
mm-hmm.
you have to take away Jefferson. If you let Jefferson be the best player in the league,
mm-hmm.
and the Jets didn't, then they're really, really good because, you know, he's really, really good.
Yep.
So you got to do what you got to do. Now, New England tried to take him away and double teamed and couldn't do it.
The Jets secondary, the Jets defense is
well,
better.
That new kid is that first rounder.
That Sauce Gardner?
Yeah. He might be better than
And he didn't even match up against
him. He might be better than Juice Sutton. Sauce Gardner. He looks pretty good.
I saw Juice again at the Wild game.
Juice Gardner or Juice Sutton?
Juice Sutton and Sauce Gardner
might be better than Juice Sutton.
Juice is busy, man. He's doing Twins, doing Wild. Juice is all over the place.
Good for Juice. Yeah. Never heard of Juice, and now we can't get away from him. He's everywhere.
I like him. He's endearing.
Yes. You like his music?
Especially what he's saying. Welcome to the new era of baseball, yeah. Twins fans. I've never seen a game in my life, but welcome to the new Twins era.
I just want the only request that I have for in arena or stadium is stop yelling.
The Canopy Group is an insurance agency that is unique by offering 16 carefully selected companies for home and auto insurance. And we're going to throw this holiday analogy at you. Would you be satisfied if the only dessert you could have this season was fruitcake? Not me, I wouldn't. That would be like having one agent representing one company. Meanwhile, your neighbor creates this dessert exchange with 40 family members. It's going to be great. You could have a fun family exchange with desserts like Divinity, Peanut Brittle, Fudge, Cutouts, Gingerbread, all of that good stuff. At the Canopy Group, we get that it is all about options. That's why our insurance agency offers 16 companies. In addition, we have 40 licensed elves, I think those are agents, working behind the scenes to assure you always to have the best coverage at the best price. Remember, our clients' average saving is over $800 per year. This holiday season, don't get stuck with just the fruitcake. Get options. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com today. Yes.
T-shirts.
Stop yelling about T-shirts. They've got poor, the PA guy, Abrams, now at the Wild before the period. They're forcing him to scream.
Really?
You know, second period, we need to be loud.
Nicest guy ever, Abrams, and
Adam's an incredible
professional.
He's good. He's got the Twins job.
Now
and
he's
got
to scream.
But now the Wild's having him scream.
Wait till next year with the Joe Polet era starting to. If you know a lot of old timers who go to ball games, if they can still get in because they can't get on their app, you know, the ones who can't. You know, the ones who can't actually buy tickets.
I love the fact you can't stand old people.
Yeah. No. I feel sorry for him. That's your bleeping demographic, and you don't let
them
buy tickets.
You gotta have the shut-ins.
Yeah,
the shut-ins too.
Yes, but you don't. Yeah, but they don't go to games because they're shut in.
But they got them on the TV.
Yeah, but
or the radio.
How do you think they're doing with the streaming services? The shut-ins.
I miss the shut-ins.
The shut-ins are really bleeped now.
I miss the shut-ins.
It's bad enough being a shut-in, and now they say. Okay, the game's on. Now we have YouTube in this home now. YouTube TV. So here's what you have to do. The shut-ins are saying, you know, the poor shut-ins got no chance to watch the Twins, right?
Oh my
but
God.
They don't care. They don't want the shut-ins. They want the young, screaming people who don't give a damn about baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, But they're going to be, it's going to be, with the new scoreboard.
Yeah, what are we going to get?
With this monstrous scoreboard, it's going to be nonstop chaos. They're going to be playing games between innings. And it ain't going to be Twingle. It's going to be some other.
Yeah.
It's going to be chaos.
And I bet we have a lot more noise.
It'll be louder. And Abrams is going to have to scream, too.
That poor guy is going to go hoarse. And you're right, he's a professional. He's really good.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy, but he's also really good at the job in the park.
Yes.
Okay, Wild fans, let me hear you.
They love, as an audio technician, the reverb. So the Wild power play. That reverberates all the damn time.
They also put in the last month or so, a new state-of-the-art sound system. But the bass is enough to make me think I'm going to pass out. Because it's one of these basses that come up through your feet into your head, and it's a boom, boom, boom. Really, really annoying.
You know who's really taking care of the fans, though, that they have, from what I haven't looked at my email yet, but it's in there. But the Gophers going to the Pinstripe Bowl to play in the Mark Coyle Bowl against Syracuse. Dino Babers against P.J. Fleck.
Yeah,
he hired them both. you know, they have these, they always have gopher trips, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I haven't seen if this is the Steve Urban one or a different one going somewhere. But I was told in a phone call, and I didn't have time to look it up late this morning. If you want to go, the flight is damn near grand.
Wow.
And then the downtown Manhattan, and now they're in Manhattan, which is where you want to be, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be in the Bronx.
Is $1,400 for a single, or two nights. No, $1,900 for a single. $1,900 for a single.
Yeah.
But if there's two of you, it's $1,400 apiece. So it's like $2,900.
What?
For two people in the hotel. Two nights.
Going
two
to nights. Tonight.
So, I mean, you go on Monday. Presumably you, no, maybe you fly home Tuesday, maybe you go Christmas. No, you'd have to go Monday, Tuesday, go home Wednesday. But then they got the Rockettes for you. That's $200. I went to that once. Save your money.
You don't like the kicking?
Yeah, too much kicking. Too much corny stuff, plus Christmas music. Is there anything more horse bleep than Christmas music?
Well, hey,
there's about
Dawn
three
that.
Good songs. Blue Christmas is the only good Christmas song ever, Elvis.
Elvis, yeah.
Yeah, singing Blue Christmas. That's the only one I like.
New songs do stink. The new Christmas songs are the worst.
They're
the most offensive.
So you said the game's the 28th, right, of December?
27th.
27th.
Right?
Okay, so.
Isn't it on Tuesday, right?
Declan
Tuesday?
Here for a cheap plug for the Hotels Tonight app.
Yep.
Okay.
Great app. You can get last-minute hotel deals on. Actually, it's the best if you don't book the room until the day of, because then you save all these luxurious hotels from the book out.
Okay, that's a place to look, maybe.
But I just looked right now, because you can still book through them. You can get you can get one for $200, $300 a night.
Really?
In
New York?
In Manhattan, I'm seeing right here for, let's see, $286, $328, $327.
Wow. Well, look at your options then, people. So,
that's right. But the flights are going to be.
Anyway, I thought it was the 27th. Maybe it's the 28th.
You really want to go to this game, though? I mean, who wants to go to this game?
Well, it's New York.
No, I know, but go to New York
Wouldn't
on your
you
own
rather
timetable.
Have them play New York than.
Yeah,
Arizona
I love New York.
For the 36th time and the.
Absolutely. I'm just saying, I think if.
Maybe it's
I'd be so disgusted by this team that I don't want to go see them. Yeah. I think your tweet was, I would check the score from wherever I was in New York.
Yeah, in New York, I would. Yeah, I'd go to New York, and then I'd look at my phone every once in a while. And my trouble with New York is, mm-hmm. when the bride and I went the last time, 5 years ago, probably, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. 5 years ago, our walking skills were better.
Oh, boy, yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm an old man.
Right.
She's slowed down a little bit.
Yep.
You got to be able to say to each other, it's only 8 long blocks, let's go, honey, instead of New York, 8 blocks going the wrong way.
God, yes.
It's a mile and a half, right?
Yeah,
if
yes.
you're going the wrong way.
Yes.
So, and you got to walk. I mean, you can't hail one of their 38,000 cabs and say, take me up to the corner, you know?
Right. That's, no, because the guy, get out.
Yeah, that's the trouble. The walking, you know, it takes a lot of the fun out of it, you know?
The prices, though. I mean, we used to go, and it was reasonable.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pay that much to go anywhere.
Well, we got hotels. What's the name
of it? Hotels tonight?
No, it's the flights that get me now, though.
Oh, the flights are ridiculous.
Judd's right. The flights are probably, I haven't looked at flights. I bet they're.
Rookies Airline, though. South, I don't know. Southwest, maybe. I mean.
Help us out.
Sun Country?
Sun Country might not be that bad. I don't know.
Well.
But once you get there.
I'm not too excited about it.
Once you get there, and I like the grandeur of Yankee Stadium. I haven't been in the new Yankee Stadium yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No. But.
I covered the.
I don't want to go to a football game. It's
no
it's sacrilegious.
What and why do we have bowl games? I think we tried in Fenway for a while. I think that might
Fenway's
be,
got one again.
It does. Okay. Why are we doing this? Why are we playing bowl games in baseball?
I don't know why. You know, play the Winter Classic there. That's good.
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But if I'm the grounds crew at Fenway, I ain't having a football game played there.
Well, plus, I think. The first, did they have to have 90-yard field or something before they figured out how to do it? Because
at Wrigley, they did have the problem because the end zone was too close to the wall.
Yes.
The Bears used to use it from first base to left field, mm-hmm. but when they played a Northwestern game there, They flipped it so it was dugout to right field.
Because the people in the seats could get a little better view,
yes,
right?
Yes, but
they didn't have enough room, right?
But they had to reverse the field at the 50, I think you had to be going towards, because you'd run into the wall.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need those. We don't need those. Although it is amazing that the original football stadiums for the two Chicago teams were Comiskey Park and Wrigley Field.
Yes.
The Bears played at Wrigley and the Cardinals played at Comiskey Park. And it was the same. And from Bill Gleason, the old, great old friend of mine, whose wife was from St. Paul, so he was a
Gleason?
Gleason. But Billy grew up on the South Side, the Irish part of the South Side, and was a dyed-in-the-wool Cardinals, even as a writer in the 50s. He was a dyed-in-the-wools Cardinals White Sox fan, right, you know.
Sure, yeah. Southside.
And they were the teams of the people. And Wrigley was the hoi polloi from the North Side, right?
Yeah.
And the Bears, too. The Bears were the hoi polloi, too. Hmm. So the Cardinals were the Cardinals and the White Sox had the same audience, the blue-collar steel workers, the black guys living on the, you know, the South Side, when the people came from the South to work, when the African-Americans came from the South to work, they all settled in the South Side, and they all became White Sox and Bears fans. And the Wrigley was played day games and country.
The White Sox fans always thought that the Cubs fans were pretentious.
Yes. So, and same way with football, I guess. So, it is weird. But yeah, these what are we doing? It's all ESPN's fault because they'll put any of these games. Why do they get paid, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All these bowl games pay ESPN. But ESPN pays.
Right.
People don't realize this.
Yes.
People don't realize that when the Golf Channel has senior golf on, they're getting like $600,000 or $700,000 to cover their costs and then some. And bowl games is the same way. They're probably paying ESPN $1 million to be there, and then ESPN gets the programming and gets to sell the ads and stuff.
But I want to say that there, and I forget the amount, there are several of these bowl games that ESPN basically owns themselves.
Yes, they do.
Just to give themselves programming.
Yeah.
Because people who watch football.
Oh, you're right. I think it's
like this is it's all
10
nonsense.
Or 12 of them. I think it's 10 or 12.
But I mean, it's all like this whole thing. Oh, well, the bowl games, and we worry about the kids playing a bowl. No, they don't care.
No.
This is
bowl eligible.
And fans don't matter.
You know who's the latest team to become bowl eligible? Jerry Kill's New Mexico State Aggies, who lost a game to San Jose State because of the San Jose State kids got killed in a car accident and they canceled the game.
Yep.
And they were postponed it, and then they never made it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And San Jose State didn't want to play them. That was homecoming at New Mexico State, so they didn't get to play their homecoming game. So they were 5-6 because they won 4 of their last 5. But the list of victims beyond Liberty, which was a huge upset, was very minimal, including one FCS team. And you're only allowed to have one FCS team count towards your 6 wins. Like the Gophers can count Western Illinois, but if they brought somebody else,
they can't.
Yeah, they couldn't. So, well, they got a waiver. And they paid Valparaiso from the St. Thomas League, who the Tommies beat 35-6, I think.
Yep.
They paid them to come down there, and they paid them. They got a waiver to play another game, Valparaiso. And I think I read something, they paid them $400,000 or something, which down there is nothing. So they could become bowl eligible. But now I don't know. I don't know how many teams are bowl eligible because I don't know if they'll get a game. They must. They'll probably get to play in the New Mexico Bowl or something.
Sure.
But the list of this bowl eligible thing is just drives me crazy.
Oh, it's 6 wins. Is yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, the Pinstripe Bowl was not exactly what we were shooting for after kicking Michigan State's ass.
No, I. there have been times when in the last 20 years, when I've read our paper in the morning or the St. Paul paper or something, mm-hmm. and would read about the Gophers have been to, this goes way back, the Gophers have been to 12, you know, have been to 8 bowl games in their entire history, and Glenn Mason has gone to 6 of them, you know, or something. And Mace, God love Mace.
Yep.
And now it's, you know, Fleck is the, will be the first coach to win 9 games in back-to-back years since 1904.
Mm-hmm.
One reason they had so few games is until the mid-70s, you could only go to the bleeping Rose Bowl, you morons.
Don't let the facts
and
get in the
until
way.
Until the end of World War II,
yep.
they couldn't even do that. The Big Ten did not send teams to bowl games for the first 40 years of this nonsense. And then I think I'm going to pen a column on this very topic. We must have some respect for history when we're writing this crap. So.
Well, anyway. but we believe the press release, right? The press release from the school,
yeah,
I'm sure makes it
first, yeah.
very clear that PJ.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to look at it. You know, well, nobody wants to look at the facts. I did this last week, right? My tirade
yeah.
about, yeah, until 1942, they only played 8. That made it hard to win 9. They won 5 national championships, but hey, they didn't win 9 like PJ did, so.
Oh, Bierman never would have made it to Yankee Stadium, sir.
No, no, Bierman. I wonder if Bierman ever played. I wonder if we ever went out there and played Columbia or something. I don't think we ever did.
Yeah, probably not back then. You probably mm-hmm. wouldn't spend the time of day doing that.
Anyway. How about, you know, now that Antonio Davis has decided to play, you know, for the Lakers and has scored 50 like 2 of the last 3 games.
Has he
and
really?
They're winning.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. And they have basically caught our boys.
This team is not
going to make the 10 team tournament.
Ugh.
They are.
This team is not going to make the tournament.
They are half a game back of Dallas right now to even be in it.
Yes. Yeah, you think they're
going to
win
And the Lakers are half a game back of Minnesota.
You think they're going to win more games than Luka? Hell no.
Pat, this is among the greatest. This would be among
the greatest disaster, at worse than the Herschel trade, because the Herschel trade, first of all, you're dealing with teams where 30 or 35 guys play, right? It's, you know,
yeah.
what I'm saying is,
yeah.
okay, you're losing your first, you're losing a couple important draft choices. But it's in a sport where, unless it's even back then, one player wasn't as important as it is now with the quarterback. And but plus, Lynn was able to overcome that by getting Gary Zimmerman and Anthony Carter,
right. yep.
and I think he got three guys from the USFL. You know, so he got they didn't have a draft choice, but they had the best left tackle in football, and they had one of the 3 or 4 best receivers in football.
Yep.
They got
from and they
the
still U.S. had draft choices.
Yeah, they had choices.
They just didn't,
they
have,
just
first
didn't have the good
long.
One.
Yeah.
The first, this is like, what if that pick's like 6th, and then the next year it's 8th,
right.
and then the next year it's 9th, and then the next year it's 4th, you know? I mean, and they're paying this guy $8 million a year for how many years? 5 at least, right? Wasn't it a 5-year deal?
I'd have to look.
Tim Connelly.
This is, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
And the haste with which it was, you know, why not sit back and see what you have for 10 minutes, you know?
You know, he might have.
I mean, I had no idea. I just knew Rudy Gobert from giving Towns a hard time, you know,
mm-hmm.
and watching him some other times.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea how limited he is.
Well, they kept saying they could get more out of him, remember?
Yeah.
They kept saying Finch has ideas for how the Jazz didn't use him to get more out of him. So that was the whole thing. Yes, he is signed through 2025-26.
And that we're gonna how are we gonna
player option by the way that year.
How are we gonna blame that one on Glenn Taylor though? Yeah, I mean, because we gave great credit to Lori and A-Rod.
Yeah, no, let's start. Let's start with Lori and A-Rod. Let's blame them.
Identifying.
Well, you know what's going to happen next. You know.
Lori had never met the
guy. Never even heard of him. No, it was Glenn that never heard of Lori, right?
Yeah, never heard of him. Yeah. But Connolly.
Oh, no, Connolly. It was Taylor had never heard of Connolly or hadn't met Connolly.
No. But what I'm saying is, Lori probably met him once. Somebody said, hey, this guy in Denver's really good. Let's give him $40 million. Yeah, let's whatever it costs to get him here. Neither of these guys know anything about
NBA. You know what's next for sure. A-Rod is going to have to get out because it's going to turn out that all the reports that he doesn't have the cash are going to be accurate.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then Lori's going to say, hey, Glenn, you want this thing back?
Keep the $500 million. They already got $500
million. I know. I looked under the hood.
It's supposed to be this month, isn't it?
Well,
I think this month, or maybe it's 23.
No, it's this month. No.
Is it this month?
It's another payment this month, and then 23 next, is the final
23
installment.
23 is the final one. But is the next payment another $500?
I think so.
I think they got $500. Maybe it's only $250. I don't know. Only $250.
Anyway. Mark might say, hey, Glenn, I've been thinking on this. I've been noodling.
Would you give me any of that back?
Why don't you keep the team? Well, the other question, too, is, you know, if this looks like it is going to be disaster, you ain't getting a building.
You ain't getting a building
right now.
You weren't getting a building anyway.
Well, you might, yeah.
Yeah, but you're right.
Can you imagine taking this now to, you know, Jacob Fry or whatever.
Yeah, right. Hey, you got to help us out here. We want to, you know, I think the last, where did we build the last basketball building, the last arena? Isn't somebody building one now? Isn't somebody building one now that's going to cost like $1 billion? A basketball arena? I thought somebody was building. I read something about some new building that's not a football stadium, a basketball arena.
No, I know.
I'm trying to think of the amount of money.
Who would be building one?
Dallas? I don't know. I can see the Mavs or
they've got it. Think they've got one.
American Airlines, but like
that's not that old.
One's been there a while. I don't know. No, I don't know where it is, but I maybe it was just proposed or some damn thing. I don't know, but these guys. You know, it's really been fun having them, though, don't you think? What would have our lives been without this operation?
Just completely.
Not that when they do the right thing, it's the wrong thing.
Yes.
That should be this is Connolly's example A, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When they, Tibbs, do the right thing, hottest ticket in coaching. When they hired him.
And poor Glenn and Becky, still are courtside at every game. They go into the room to get a snack at halftime.
Right. Yeah.
Hold hands. It's very nice. Poor people.
Yes.
You talk about being basketball aggrieved.
Glenn wants to stay here and make sure he gets his money. God almighty. What an operation.
If I was Glenn, I'd cut the payments down and say, okay, just give me what's in your pocket right now. You can have it. And Lori's going to be like, no, I don't want it. It's like a haunted house.
It is.
I don't want it.
It is. It's the damnedest thing of all time.
It really is incredible.
Oh, God.
And it makes everyone else's problems.
Yeah, right. The Twins. Everybody's mad at the Twins. The Twins are.
The Vikings can't win a Super Bowl. Well, they've been to four,
and they're
usually very competitive.
Yeah, they're,
And you're right, the Twins.
Talked about the Vikings in 62 years have been awful. Like 6-7 times,
yes.
Right? 8 times, maybe, which is a very low number.
Yep.
These guys have been awful 75% of the time. And this year, that was all going to change because we're coming off this season of hope. And this could be the biggest flop in the history of a flop of a franchise built on flops.
And a team that's already gone down the drain could go farther down the drain. Because if you think about this, if this blows up, you're right. That high draft pick, Utah. The next high draft pick, Utah.
Yes.
How do you get out of it?
What is it? Every other year, right?
Yeah, because you can't trade back-to-back,
four
right?
Four out of six, though, I think. 4 out of six.
Oh, God.
You get one back. Boom, you give them one. Boom, you get one.
It's
back.
Just a disaster.
Oh, God.
And it doesn't. I mean, every time I think they might be coming out of it.
You know what I hope? Utah wins the lottery and they get the French guy. Oh, God. The French 7-footer who's supposed to be Hakeem and Magic all wrapped into
Al
one.
Cinder and
yeah, right. Wouldn't that be great? Let's come on out and see the guy we gave to Utah. Unbelievable. I talked to Calvin Booth the other day when I wrote the column about his daughter. Very briefly, he got the job when we hired Connolly away. He's their president of basketball.
Yep.
He's got to be mildly chuckling at the fact that the Timberwolves have done this to themselves. Wow.
I just don't know how. I mean, it.
Well, plan A, as you point out, plan A, we're going to win 50 games with this operation. We're going to turn the team over, and then we're going to announce that we're working on a plan for a new building. And now it's we got to scrounge up the last billion, and we stink like we always stunk in a market that's never been more competitive.
Yeah. Right? Oh, and fans are right now tuned out.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked a lot about the Twins not being a lovable team last year. They were cuddly compared to these guys.
They were teddy bears.
And they've, Finchie, God love Finchie. We all like Finchie. Finchie's got to be sitting there watching these idiots commit his new center trip a guy. And then they get four more technicals, and his $30 million point guard gets two because he wants to get thrown out too. What the hell? Grow up.
I know.
And you're seeing the bad influence like on Noel. It looked like a great guy. He's acting
Well, and that's the thing with Ant, too.
He's acting like a jerk. And Ant played like hell when they won the Memphis game, but there was way too much stock put in the Memphis game because Memphis threw it away 26 times, and they're the one that lost their composure with the officials. Yeah. Morant got thrown out.
And OKC, I mean, my God.
Oh, it was no contest.
I know.
And
I kept switching back and forth to it. I was like,
early in the year, you're saying, well, Oklahoma City, they're rebuilding. They're not even, thank God we get to play them. Didn't they play them twice early? Those were their only, those were their only
opening
two wins.
Year.
Weren't those their only two wins for like the first 2 weeks or something?
And they beat them here on opening night.
Because Utah came in when we thought Utah was going to stink and beat them bad.
Yeah.
And now OKC, which has about six draft choices coming, good ones, is way better than they are.
Is OKC now?
They won a bunch of games.
They are 10-13.
Yeah, they've been good. They've been good lately.
They are a game back of the Wolves. Who are the first team out. Mm-hmm. It is, it's remarkable. Twins. Athletic report that Luis Arraez could be had for the right package, including pitching.
These guys are going to regret that because Miranda is going to hit 230. He's going to come back to earth. Miranda had his best year with the bat he'll ever have. Now they're going to start working on him.
Yeah.
They're going to start working on him. They'll get him, and he's going to start fretting, and he's a hack in the field.
That's another issue.
Yes.
The hack in the field thing. Gio Urshela, I thought, was a very nice third baseman.
Yes, that was stupid. What are you saving? What are you saving $9 million for?
I don't know.
What are you going to do with it?
I liked him.
Get us another lousy, mediocre starting pitcher. They're going to end up signing some 32-year-old has-been pitcher,
Why would Correa, unless you blew him away financially, want to play here?
Only because they're the only ones that are hitting his number.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean,
that's the only. Listen, I was told the biggest thing in the 3-year contract that, with the two buyouts for Boris was that the average had to be higher per season than any other infielder. So they had to beat Seager's, I think, was $35 million.
Okay.
They had to beat that. That's why it was 36. So I don't think he can pin his grandiosity, Boris, on the biggest total deal for an infielder, but the, whatever you're going to pay him is going to have to be the highest average for, so even if it's a 4-year deal or some 5-year deal. I don't know. If you're, I got news for them. If you're trying to sell your product to the public, they'd a hell of a lot rather have Louis Arraez than Carlos Correa. Arraez is your most popular player.
Yeah, fans love him. That's true.
And the other thing is, Polanco was hurt at the end of last year. Guaranteed if they trade Arraez, Polanco will play 80 games next year and you won't have a second baseman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For some reason, they're not all in on him. Arraez, I don't know why. He gives him a bat every time. It's nice to have somebody give you an at bat once in a while, isn't it? Instead of go up and...
1, 2, 3, you're out.
You got the guys, all trying to hit at 900 feet. I don't know. But it's a whole new era of Twins baseball, so... Well, we got that going for us.
Put your hands together.
Ah, come on, Juice. Juice, what was your favorite Twins game ever, Juice? When's the last time you were in a game, Juice?
What if Juice Sutton goes a lot? What if we find out Juice takes umbrage and he's a season ticket holder?
What if his Juice is up there in the Legends Club in his own seats? He spends all the money he makes out making personal appearances. He sends a... Taking him and his friends to four. We got four seats.
He's got a lot of Twins merch.
Yeah, right.
He's got all the new jerseys. He paid $350.
Mm. I got an issue. The grandson wants a Maurer jersey, right?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
But an old, one of the old ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got an one for my nephew last
week. But I'm wondering if he starts walking around with that and he doesn't have one of the, if he's not going to be hip enough.
So wait, so he wants like the pinstripe, white pinstripe Maurer jersey?
He wants the Maurer white.
Yeah,
jersey.
Okay.
The white Maurer jersey. Yeah. So, I guess.
From the Dome days or from like the, when he was retiring, like the last?
I think the, I don't know.
He probably doesn't even know.
The traditional one.
What's the price on those?
I don't know, but it's got to be more reasonable than the new ones, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah.
I paid $95 for the most recent home jersey.
That's probably one of the Reds got red.
For his 8th birthday, I got him the jersey a few weeks ago. It shipped down there in time. I think I paid about $90.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get him that. What the hell? Why would I was going to try to finagle a deal on one of the new ones so he could be hip, but if he wants the Maurer jersey, save me a lot of money for Christmas, right?
Oh, especially if you're going to buy the $350 one.
So I went to a hockey game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And this... What's 12 and under in hockey? Pee-wees?
Do we still call it Pee-wees? I think we changed some names because of the offensive nature.
Traditionally, Pee-wees.
Right? Yeah, because...
And he's on not the big Woodbury team. He's on one of the other teams.
Mm-hmm.
But we're playing Chaska Chanhassen. They got the damnedest color. They got all... future offensive lineman.
Big, huh?
Oh, no.
And Luke is 83 pounds, skinniest kid of all time. Our boys buzzed him, beat him 4-1.
Too much speed.
Speed beats size.
Yep.
Especially
Ryan Reeves can't move.
Plus, especially when you can't check.
Yep.
Because they still can't check. Whatever age it is, they still can't check. I wouldn't want to have been playing these bruisers when they could check, though. They had one kid, had to be 6'1 and 190.
Couldn't move them.
I couldn't keep
Luke
up with him.
Right around him.
Well, not Luke and his mates. They handled the puck and threw it around. And my old friend Jim Paul was there. He had a grandkid playing. That's, the fan base of youth hockey is grandparents. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd be dead without grandparents, to pay the, to buy the concessions and do the other thing.
How about the parents?
Oh, they're there too, but they kind of split up if they had more than one kid. They got to go to one or the other. But the grandparents, you can always say, I see people my age walking around. I say, which one's yours?
Do grandparents complain to coaches about their grandkids?
No, I don't think
playing
so.
Time like parents
I don't
parents
think we
do?
Pay that much attention.
Okay, good.
It's good to know.
But But Jim Paul's son, Brett, who runs the business, was the coach. And I walked over and said, the word among the Chan Haskin Chaska parents is they would have won this game if it wasn't for this horse bleep coaching. And he says, oh, really? Is that it? So anyway, yes. I'm sure that, you know what they don't have? Reality. Not only about their own kids, about their own teams. Uh-huh. So I saw a game last year, a state tournament game between Laverne and Woodbury girls. And they were a really good team, Woodbury, but Laverne was like they were 39-5 and they were 0-3 against Laverne. And Laverne beat them like in this state tournament game 4-2. Okay. But if the goalies had if they didn't have their goalies, it could have been like 12-2. Mm-hmm. You know. They were out in the hall trying to come up with the parents were out in the hall, not all of them, but some of them trying to come up with theories as to how they would have won this game. And old Uncle Pat was walking around biting his tongue, saying, you know, not saying, you got your ass kicked.
You did bite your tongue? I'm actually surprised.
I did bite my tongue.
I thought you would have said it.
I didn't know them. They're nice people. They want to, they seem to, they, you know, the, you know, but I know the mom of the goalie. Mm-hmm. And I could have said, it wasn't for her, kid.
Yep.
This would have been a slaughter.
Yep. The goalie, as is often the case.
Yes.
Give the goalie credit.
The most improved thing in sports, though, girls' goalies in hockey. Because back in the day when they started.
Oh, girls' hockey's great.
Yeah, it's back in the day when they started, somebody dribbled the puck from 40 feet away and it'd go right through their skates. But, yeah, the girls' goalies are good.
It's a fun sport.
Yep. But
it's amazing that for years and years and years, we assumed girls couldn't play the sport.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not quite sure why we assumed that.
Jenny, well, for years and years and years, we didn't think they could play any sports.
But I mean,
they couldn't play basketball. I've told you, like, I don't know, some responsible. I was looking up like the early 50s on this topic of why women weren't playing sports. And responsible Tribune columnists, you know, very worried about their reproduction, you know, their reproductive, long-term reproduction.
It sounds like such a male thing.
Reproductive.
Yeah, you can't play sports.
Yeah, no, they were
afraid. You can't give birth.
They were afraid that somehow this was going to ruin their chances to have children. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And this was in the early 50s. This wasn't 1880.
All a very good case for men shouldn't run things.
No, that's true.
We are. Yeah, I don't know we've gotten away with it.
We've had our run.
Right? And yeah. It's been remarkably long.
If you're worried about that there aren't enough lunatics among the women to give us political differences, just check out, Marjorie Taylor. Just check out Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's enough lunatics on both sides. Don't worry about it.
Well, and girls and girls in sports can be, I think, as or more competitive than guys.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes their competitiveness gets carried away. For instance, when they foul someone 70 feet from the basket with 0.5 exactly. seconds remaining.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
That's also something the Wolves would do.
You know, I think there's still the difference, though. You're right that, you know, a coach like Fran McCaffrey would have went absolutely insane at his own player, right? I don't think he can do that.
No.
No, you know, because it's...
It doesn't work anymore.
You know, you gotta treat everyone with dignity, even when they make the stupidest play in history. I would not do well, and it wouldn't be based on sexism.
No.
It would be based on, what are you doing? What the hell's wrong with you? My favorite story on that is I've told you this one. Herb Knezevich was a big drinking buddy Augie's because he was a Sauk Rapids coach for a while, but he was a superstar basketball player at Hibbing as a kid, and then at Gustavus he was a great player. And he ended up, he ended up going back to Hibbing and being the coach there forever. But he was a character. And his first job was Cleveland, Minnesota, a little tiny town down by St. Peter. And the famous story on him is The game's tied. Oh, no, the game's not tied. They're winning, like, by one. And I think they go to the state tournament if they win. Mm-hmm. And the little town playing some other, you know, Mankato or somebody. And back in the one class days. And he calls timeout. And he's got a kid that fouled out, so he's got some sophomore who doesn't play a lot named Charlie Shooty in the lineup. And he calls him in and said, no shots. Make them foul you. There's like 8 seconds to go, 9 seconds to go. And they throw it inbounds, and Charlie fires one up. And the other team rebounds, comes down, hits a basket, and wins the game and costs Cleveland the team. And Herb is out, still out on the court, you know, talking to people, head down, and some assistant coach comes in, comes up to him and says, Herb, the Milan was his real name, but he was Herb, was whatever he called him. And he says, Herb, Charlie's in there crying, you know, we gotta go in there. Charlie says, Herb says, that bleeping bleeper better keep crying. If he ever stops crying, I'm going to make him walk home. You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that today.
No, you'd be in trouble.
You couldn't be that honest right now. You got to have dignity, even when they make stupid.
Yeah, you
got to
tell the kid
plays.
It's okay.
Yeah, even in, you know, we love O'Connell because he's kissing everybody instead of telling them. Does he ever tell anybody they're stupid?
Not publicly.
No. I wonder even privately.
Not on camera. I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah, well, it's working so far. Absolutely. What's our nickname for him? Karma Kevin does not. I've got good Karma Kevin.
I haven't thought of one. Yeah.
I need something with a K because we got Horseshoe Harry.
Right.
I looked up Gaelic words that might have a K in them, and Irish words in there that would mean luck and good luck. Because I want Horseshoe Harry, and then I want blank Kevin.
Right.
But you can't say Karma Kevin. And karmic Kevin, because karma can be good or bad, right?
So anyway.
We'll
think on that for next week.
I will. We'll try to.
All right.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
As prices keep creeping up, your entertainment budget doesn't have to take a hit. Live One Plus has all the music you love, ad-free, for only $3.99 per month. Dive into Live One's massive library of songs, listen to curated playlists, or create your own. Check out exclusive artist-hosted stations and do it all for the best price in streaming. Lock in a Live One Plus membership for just $3.99 per month now, and you'll not only beat inflation, you'll get all your favorite music ad-free. Check out liveone.com/bestmusic for details.